Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part five in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
And I think about the refuge in the last year. It's like so many conversations, like people come to me really upset about something. And it's like, oh my gosh, we're doing this. We're going in this direction. And I'm like, well, no, this is actually the facts. And it's like, oh. And then it's like, in reality, it's like, okay, you just got really upset about something that's not even real. So again, simple. This is really simple stuff. It's just not easy to do because our fear and our pride get in the way.
Yeah, and it's one of those where we have to be able to we have to be able to be okay with being wrong and have the ability to not always, but in a lot of situations, the opposite of being prideful is having an attitude of I'm willing to be taught. I am acknowledging that I am not the expert at everything, and I am not the expert in the room. I have the ability to learn. I want to learn, or the willingness to learn. Everyone has the ability to learn, but a great way to figure out this may sound harsh, but like if somebody in your life is like, I'm the expert, I there's nothing I can learn from you. Like that's a toxic person.
It is a toxic person.
Don't hang out with that person. Like if you can, don't hang out with them. If they're in your family, Godspeed. That's tough because it's really hard to be around people who know everything.
There was somebody on staff at the refuge several years ago, and I remember they got mad at me and they came to me. And essentially they said, like, you're the leader. You should have all the answers. And I'm mad that you don't about this. And it was really interesting because that's their worldview, right? They were raised thinking that the leader has the answers. I think that couldn't be further from the truth. I was actually working with my coach a couple of weeks ago and working through some things and really coming to the realization that as a leader, the goal is to be wrong more often. Because the goal of the leader isn't, and I would say the goal of a healthy person even, isn't to be right, but it's to find the right way. It's to find the right answer. But oftentimes the answers come from other people. They come from people on your team. In marriage, it come from your spouse or maybe even your children. But we have this very toxic, a lot of people have a very toxic view where it's like, once I get to a place of power, authority, leadership, then I'm right, or I have to have the answers. I think that contributes to the unhealth that we often see in relationships. Because it's like, when I think of myself, it's like my job is to find the right answer and often to make the right choice. My job isn't to be right. And those are very different. Those are very different. But very important. It's a very important distinction.
Those are all really, really good points. And I think it would be, it wouldn't be as helpful. I mean, this next part is if we thought like, oh, well, we need to gain clarity on everything. So I'm just going to constantly be taking in information. Like you need to be very, I would say ruthless with your time to figure out what is it that I need to have clarity on. Because it's great to learn information, to learn things, to have this attitude of like, I want to be taught. I'm willing. I want to learn things. But some things you just don't need to know, or you don't need to like have an opinion on. You don't have to have an opinion on everything. But knowing what it's important to have an opinion on. So like, what is in your lane? What is within your control? So it's identifying those things and then working really hard with those. On that, because it's actually quite a bit.
And what's your responsibility, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what's outside of your control, why waste your time? Like going back to the sun reference, like I don't have to understand or have clarity how like gravity works or the science behind it. I can't control it. Like I'm not a scientist figuring out gravity. I don't have that job. Like, so why should I waste my time doing that? I should really focus on like, how do I become a better husband? How do I become a better father? How do I take responsibility for the things that are mine within the refuge and do those things really well? those are things that are within my control. We can't control the people outside of that. We can only control ourselves, but like understanding and gaining clarity about people that we don't know, like these, it's a waste of time. So it's a lot, people put a lot of energy in trying to be experts in something that doesn't affect them at all. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have like hobbies, and those, that's different, but I'm talking about like the things that you get passionate about that affect your life. You should be really good at getting clarity around those things.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 6 in our conversation. We'll see you then.